بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا قلت لصاحبك يوم الجمعة أنصت والإمام يخطب فقد لغوت. There are a few hadith that carry the same message in this chapter which we touched on yesterday, narrated by Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you say to your companion, the person sitting next to you on the day of Jumu'ah, "Anshit," keep quiet. Apparently, this is a good action that someone is talking and you are saying to him to keep quiet. Wal imamu yakhtub, while the imam is delivering the khutbah, faqad laghawta, then you have done something wrong. Faqad laghawta has a few explanations. One explanation is that all your rewards for Jumu'ah is lost. Another explanation is you are talking. That point in time when the khutbah is being delivered for the Jumu'ah Salah, then you have to remain silent. You can't even correct someone that is misbehaving at that time. You have done wrong. بَطَلْتَ فَضِيلَةَ جُمْعَتِكَ. One explanation is you have destroyed the rewards of your Jumu'ah. And we find in other ahadith, it is mentioned, لَيْسَ لَهُ جُمُعَةً. Your Jumu'ah has been destroyed. You don't have Jumu'ah. You came here, but you lost all your rewards. So how severe it is. We don't regard this to be important to remain silent at the time of the Jumu'ah khutbah. As we explained yesterday, that unfortunately we don't have this in our mind. Therefore, people are just walking in at that time. People are talking to each other, joking, laughing, pointing here and pointing there, and on the phones also, chatting on the phones, sleeping away at the time of the khutbah. So this needs to be corrected. One should sit with attention and pay attention to the words of the khatib, even though we don't understand, maybe we don't understand the Arabic, but sit with respect and pay attention to these words. This is very important part of the adab and important aspects of the day of Jumu'ah, to listen carefully to the khutbah. And if someone is misbehaving, then at that time we cannot correct them also. We cannot tell them ansit. We can't tell them to keep quiet. So such a small word in Arabic is just one word. Four letters, ansit. And you have destroyed your entire Jumu'ah. So we must make sure that we educate our family members, our young children also, how to behave. And then at the time of khutbah, we turn our attention totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we pay attention to the Jumu'ah. Now imagine in one hadith it is mentioned here, I'll just give you the summary. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu says, I was sitting in the khutbah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a surah. And it was the first time that he heard the surah. So he touched the sahabi next to him, Ubay bin Ka'ab, who was known as Aqra, the greatest qari of the ummah. So he touched him and he said to him, Mata unzilat hadhihi surah? Tell me when the surah was revealed. So apparently he was seeking knowledge. It was not wrong what he was doing, but he was doing it at the wrong time. I never heard this before. So Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab at that time told him, keep quiet. After the salah, then Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu said, Ubay, I asked you a question, falam tukhbirni, and you didn't tell me the answer. So Hazrat Ubay radiallahu anhu said, laysa laka min salatika al-yawma illa ma laghawta. You have earned nothing from your Jumu'ah salah today, except that you talked and you wasted your rewards. So it was very heavy for Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu. He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told him all that transpired. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sadaqa Ubay. Ubay spoke the truth. You're not supposed to talk, you're not supposed to seek knowledge, you're not supposed to correct anybody at the time of the Jumu'ah khutbah. That's how important it is to pay attention. Allah give me and you and all of us the tawfiq to make amal.